Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pirates lose 7-1 last night. How about this? I thought of this the other day. Like, they pitched a position player the other night. We really didn't even mention it on our show. It was just kind of like, oh, okay.
No big.
Yeah,
no big.
Like, it was, we didn't even.
We've seen Osuna do this before.
We didn't even talk about it on our show the other day. They pitched a position player. It's just like old hat. But last night they lose 7-1. Stratton pitches a couple innings, gives up a bunch of hits, a bunch of runs. He had to pitch a couple innings because Kella was violently ill. That's
okay.
Weird. They score one run, they get seven hits, and they just they didn't have it.
Frazier launched the one ball. Other than that, there was just some singles without a whole lot to add to it. There weren't a lot of walks. They don't make any errors. They played really good defense for 4 days. There was no free passes. We didn't hit enough.
Yeah.
No, they haven't. Washington outscores the Pirates 32-6 in a four-game series. In their last five losses, they sprinkled a win in there, but in their last five losses, the Pirates have been outscored 40-3. In the last five times they've lost, the aggregate score is 40-3. I did the math like five times to make sure I got that right. The last five times they've lost, they've been outscored 40-3.
They're terrible.
They're 8-30 since the All-Star break. They have one or fewer runs five of the last six times that they've lost. One or fewer runs. I mean, that's just not getting it done. You blame the pitching all you want. They're not hitting the baseball. And now this weekend, I like these whatever it's called. What's this called, Producer Matt?
Players weekend, I think.
Like it, yes. Yeah, I like it, where you put, like, you know, flying squirrel or, right, you know, the goose on the back of your jersey, whatever you want. But I will say this. I wish that the local broadcast would just put their names, like who they are. I remember a couple years ago they did this, and they'd have, like, El Guapo Gordo and Piñata Pineda or whatever, and it would say that's who's warming up in the bullpen. Which guy's Boss Can and which guy's Gonzalez or Rodriguez? I don't know. Who's
you don't know who those guys
who
are?
Boss Can. I hope they don't do that on the broadcast all weekend. Like, you know, Piñata Pineda, I don't know him.
You don't know who Tato is?
Right. Don't put that on the graphic who's in the bullpen. Tell me Richard Rodriguez is in the bullpen. I don't. Or you know what else they would do it? On the pitch count. Like the
on the board on
yes. Like, like I don't know who
you don't know who Yave is,
right? Gordo La Leche. I don't know him. What's his name?
No. El Cafe is not around. I mean, we know who he
although,
is.
Although El Cafe is apparently getting back at it. Full baseball activities. Oh, Todd Tomczyk.
It's always great when you're clear.
Does that include fully throwing the ball from right field into the infield
as best he can? Yes. Okay. Todd Tomczyk said.
Using a slingshot?
But the numbers are staggering. In all seriousness, if this happens, right, and they are now 8-30 since the All-Star break, the runners in scoring position, I think the Pirates are now effectively 1 for 1,000 with runners in scoring position
feels
since
like
the All-Star break.
Feels like it.
If there isn't a big shakeup, what's crazy is we're even having a conversation. Well, there might not be.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the thing that tells you exactly where the mindset of a Pirates fan is that any other organization in sports plays like this for an extended period of time, and everybody just says, it's not a question of, well, will somebody get fired? It's more like, okay, who's getting fired? But Pirate fans are going to go into the offseason thinking to themselves, I don't expect anything to happen.
And there's a month left. What they should do is just AT&T Sports, just have Steve Blass tell stories for 9 innings.
That was
for the last month of the season. That was Mike Lang last night.
Yes, that was a really nice part of last night's game.
I couldn't agree more. Big credit to AT&T Sports. Love them. Big credit to them for having Mike Lang in there because that made me keep watching.
The clip of Brownie down on the field talking to Jim Morrison.
I know.
I mean, he literally sounded like his son.
I'll never
forget. He sounded
forget.
Like young Brownie.
When I was a little kid, Vince LeSchied used to play Light My Fire when Jim Morrison would come on the organ. The old Three Rivers organ was something else.
It was fantastic.
That was his walk-up music. They didn't really get to pick your walk-up
music.
Nobody
got walk-up music back
in the day. It was whatever
Vince
LeSchied decided.
Yeah.
And he would play Light My Fire.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You like that, Jimbo?
Yes. Yeah, because just some songs on the organ just don't quite cut it, and that would be one of them.
Mike Lang was great last night, though, but we got a month left of Blast. Like, just let Blast tell stories.
Yes.
And then while I'm trying to figure out who the hell El Gordo Turtle is or whatever this weekend.
Yave.
Yeah,
Fuego.
That's another one. Yeah, Who is Fuego?
Feliz,
yeah.
Right, so it'll say in the bullpen, warming up.
Like, you're going to have... At one point this weekend, you will have Michael Feliz and Keone Kella up in the bullpen together, and it will have Fuego and Yave next to each other.
That's Kella's... Yave.
Spanish for key.
My gosh. And I won't know. And I'll be frustrated because I watch it with the sound off a lot because I'm running around doing stuff and I'm looking from across the room. Who's up? Boss can? I don't know.
Well, when we come in on Monday and complain that Fuego didn't get put into the game by Hurdle.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go. That organ at Three Rivers was so great. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.